Hi Jessica, this is Marie, and I will be giving you feedback on your course learning activities through this audio podcast. To begin, I think you did a pretty good job in creating your course learning activities. I think there are some areas that can be clarified and perhaps restructured a tiny bit, but we'll talk about the details on that. So to begin, in Module 1, you have the assignments listed as reading assignment, writing assignment, and blog. The reading assignment, you're talking about a discussion forum. Introduce yourself to the rest of the class. Practice posting, viewing, commenting. I'd like to have you have some sort of question that guides their posts so that the interaction in the assignment feels authentic, like the students will be getting something out of it and that they're not just posting to get points. I'm also confused why this is listed under reading assignment. I think you might want to think about changing the structure from reading assignment, writing assignment, blog, changing it a little bit. You don't always have to have a reading assignment or a writing assignment, but and you can use those terms, but I just think maybe the terms should match what you're asking the students to actually do. Please review the overall course feedback. Professor Pickett will give some suggestions of how to write good discussion questions, and I think that can help you. In Module 2, you have the students start doing the writing workshop on VoiceThread. I really like that idea of having a writing workshop and having it being very interactive on VoiceThread. I'm just not completely sure what you'll be having the students do. I'm a little bit unclear on that. I think it would be cool if you posted the lecture on what you wanted them to learn. So for example, in Module 2, it would be argumentative essays. And then rather than just have students ask questions or make comments, you could ask the student to post some sort of example or do some sort of exercise where they would post some of their writing. And then you could have students comment and ask questions and interact with each other around their own work. And I think that this can be used and built upon throughout the course as they're learning about different concepts to develop their final project that I think I saw towards the end of your learning activities. Again, for your discussion, I'd like to see specific questions. I think you want to be very careful to avoid structuring this discussion as more of a writing assignment. If the questions come across as more of a solitary experience, then it's geared towards a writing assignment. A discussion should have a lot of interaction, and students should be able to bring in a lot of ideas from the outside and explore the concepts more. Again, in Module 3 for the writing workshop, I'm wondering if you can have the students apply what they're learning about body paragraphs and conclusions, and you have some sort of exercise where the students can actually create their own example, be able to apply what they're learning. I'm not sure about your blog exercise. I don't see any guiding questions, and I don't see how the students are really going to be engaged in this assignment if they don't have any direction as to what they're supposed to write about. You have it really open-ended as create a blog post reflecting on any piece of information from the course, yourself, other literature in the world around you. While that sounds like a great open question to a professor, I always warn the instructors that I work with that it sounds great from your perspective, but as a student, you're really giving the student permission to write about anything. So if you want them to write about how they're learning, you need to direct them to write about how they're learning. You need to give them some direction to go in. Otherwise, you're giving them permission to go in any direction, and that may not be what you want. So just something to think about there. In Module 5, I see that you're using the discussion to organize literary elements multimedia presentation project. So I'm not sure exactly what this project is. I don't understand why you're using the discussion board to organize this project other than to form the groups. It might be easier just for you to pick the groups. I'm wondering if you can use some other format to accomplish this. I think you're going to have to be very clear in your instructions to students to get them to do what you want here. Okay, in the writing assignment, you're talking about peer editing. So you're going to peer edit a classmate's paper and re-upload. You're going to have the students peer edit a classmate's paper and then re-upload it for them. I'm not sure what that means, but, and then the students are going to comment and ask questions about the process through VoiceThread. So I'm wondering how this is going to be done. I think you need to be more clear to students what your expectations are and how they can accomplish this process. And I'm wondering where the paper came from, because I didn't see a paper so far. So I'm a little bit confused. Maybe I missed something. In Module 6, I see again they're going to be doing peer review, so the same comments for that. I guess the students will be completing some sort of paper. I'm wondering if they can be using the writing workshops throughout the different modules to develop their paper in sections, if the different exercises could feed into the final paper. You know, that gets into the part task, whole task theory, and you know, I think it can be helpful to bring students through a larger project piece by piece. Again, in Module 7, I'm confused about the assignments. What is the discussion? What is the writing assignment? What reading are they doing? I don't think each of those activities are clearly defined. So if you can refine that to make each thing separate and distinct and explicit, I think that would be very useful. You know, maybe if you review the information that Professor Pickett is giving about the formula for the design of the course. So taking your course objectives, breaking them down into module objectives, using those module objectives to dictate the learning activities, and then aligning that with assessment, evaluation, and feedback. Maybe that can help you clearly define things further, and maybe you can restructure the reading, writing, and blog assignment. I appreciate your attempt to have some sort of rhythm throughout the modules. I think that's helpful to students, and I think it's a good approach. I'm just not sure that the rhythm that you have right now makes sense. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe you can add a little bit more description in here, and that would make it click for me. I'm not sure. But it also seems that you are missing a course community area in this course. So please review the overall course feedback to get a description of how to design that and what types of things should be included in there. And overall, I think this is a great start. I hope that you can use my suggestions to refine what you have here, and hopefully that will make everything more clear for the students and make the design of your course a whole lot better.